Riley O'Toole is handstand. And Riley O'Toole put it away. Okay, so 2-0 somehow. I really don't know how to feel on this one. It's going to be windy, isn't it? I came down here in the stands because I wanted to enjoy this, and then, of course, Western Kentucky goes ahead. You know, scores a late touchdown to at least make it somewhat interesting, but, you know, we gave them so many points. How many points did we give them? That long interception, at least 10, 17 on turnovers, something like that. So, you know, it's pretty fantastic. Held them to, well, when I left the press box, we had held them to, 325 yards. I don't know what they got on that last drive, but 325 yards is, I mean, they put up, what, 600 some last week? I don't think they had many rushing yards in the second half, maybe 5 or 10. I don't think so. I'll have to look up the stats. So, I mean, really, this is all taken. So I'm just going to keep recording until we sing the school song. They called a timeout, so we've got to do one more knee, and that's a ball game. So, 4:56 for Lunt. Cover the spread. Truckmaster at the end is, you know. See, here's the thing. I was sitting with Martin O'Donnell in the press box. I should just say that. We sit together, and he's part of the brain trust of Illini Board, and he informs me of so much on line play and everything else. So we're sitting there talking, you know, after that fumble was ruled a fumble of the sack by Smoot, and I need to get back to Smoot in a bit. After that, there was this, like, you know, okay, this is set up for every football coach in the history of time right now is thinking, hey, this is where you run the ball. You run the ball, you run clock. If you score, you score. If not, you're set up for a chip shot field goal and the game's over. So, you know, finally we were able to, like, give the ball to Truckmaster, and Donovan Young pulled it off. So that was probably the most encouraging thing for me. On the flip side, it's, you know, what do we have? 3 turnovers. We had, you know, all the normal Illinois stuff. We're at the 5, about to go up 11 points. We're at the goal line, about to go up 11 points, and both times we don't score. One time we give up a fumble return 95 yards the other way. So we still do such Illinois things. And that, it, see, here's how I view Illinois football. I put up a tweet saying, does anyone else, any other fan base, understand this emotion? And some people are like, oh, Vanderbilt does. Oh, you know, it's the emotion is not like, oh, we suck. The emotion is, holy crap, we're good, we suck. Like, we went to a Rose Bowl. Oh, we suck. We're 3-9 2 years later. Oh, we went to the Sugar Bowl and played LSU. Oh, we're 1-11 2 years later. Oh, Wes Lunt might be the best quarterback in the Big Ten. Did you see that pass? Oh, he ripped it out, went 95 yards the other way. I don't think anyone else understands this feeling. And it's not good, it's not bad, it's just Illinois. We can be good, and we can look respectable and then ridiculous all at the same time. It's just such, I don't know, it's so weird, you know? But I'll take it. You know, we had to go 3-1 in the non-conference. Now if we can beat Texas State, we're looking at, you know, the Washington game is a freebie, is a go out there, see what you can do. Who knows? You never know. We might be able to, you know, they looked really bad last week. You know, you never know week to week. Last week, Nebraska's awesome. This week, what? So, I will take it. Okay, well, I think Club Memorial Stadium is taking over right now, so I got to go get some glow sticks, and I'll talk to you later, but I'm happy. West Lunt is the real deal. Go Illini.